Hi, this is Manny from the Air Lab. It's been a while since you've last heard from me, and I apologize for that. I've been swamped with a heap of other things going on. But aside from that, I'm really excited to share everything that we've been up to lately. I'm going to rewind things a bit to give some context as to all of the actions that have been taking place over the past 9 months or so. If you're after a bit more of the specifics about the history of oyster reefs and the significance of them, go check out the Community Forum podcast episode just a bit further back in the podcast feed. So when I first started Coffin Bay Scuba, I was really interested in developing an understanding of our local marine ecosystem. So whenever I had a tour or a course running, I would utilize the time in the water to learn about the environment, either by taking photos, tracking species populations, or just by observing the behaviors of different species. This led me to accidentally coming across buried oyster reefs, entire patches of native habitat that were covered in sand. Why were they covered in sand? Well, that's a topic we'll discuss in another episode. Regardless, I wanted to know what this reef was doing here, so I did a bit of Googling and stumbled across the work of Dr. Dominic McAfee from the Southern Seas Ecology Lab at the University of Adelaide. He's got over a decade's worth of research on oysters, heaps of interviews, TED Doc, teaches courses on the topic. Great, this is the guy who knows what's up, so I figured I'll just ring him up. So I call, and thankfully he picks up and we have a bit of a chat about the history of oyster reefs, and he explains to me what I've just come across. I'm flabbergasted. I've got an ecosystem in my backyard that was thought to have been destroyed over a century ago. Well, it still was destroyed because it was buried by sand and all the oysters were dead, but that reef was and is still there. After the chat, he mentions that we should apply for a grant to look at restoring reefs in the area, and it sounded like a good idea, so we went for it. Back in August of 2023, I applied for and was successful in receiving the Department of Environment and Waters Citizen Science Small Grant to investigate and restore native oyster reefs in Coffin Bay, with the help of Dr. McAfee. With the funding from the grant, we were able to kickstart this whole project. So in September of 2023, we held a community forum at the Coffin Bay Yacht Club to gauge interest about restoring destroyed reefs in the area and to hear about the concerns from the community. There were about 100 people that came out to the event, and to those of you who were there, thanks for coming. It was a great night, and the response from the community was wholly positive. We recorded that whole night, and yeah, like I said before, if you want to have a listen of it, it's further back in the podcast feed. So after this event, Dom and I went around to Port Lincoln High School and Cummins Area School to speak with students and teachers who are interested in participating in this environmental restoration work that we were wanting to do. We found that there were enough students interested in our oyster reef restoration project, so we decided to start a scholarship program. And this scholarship program was the first of its kind in its area, and it's something that I was really stoked to start. The premise was that we got year 9 and 10 students to write us a short one-page essay describing their relationship, experiences, and interactions with the ocean, which would put them in the running to receive their PADI open water diver certification for free. Once completing the course, they could come out with us and dive on the days where we'd be conducting field work, giving these students training and experience that they could apply towards a future in marine biology, aquaculture, or dive tourism. Out of the students who applied, 6 were able to qualify for the program based upon their ability to pass a scuba diving medical, which then allowed them to complete their dive training. So I spent this past summer training these students and getting them psyched on marine ecology. They were awesome, and I'm super keen to keep diving with them. So to summarize everything so far, we've identified an environmental problem, we've engaged with our community, and now we've developed essentially our volunteer team. The next step in this project was to do some research. Before we go and start building reefs and putting anything in the water, we needed to make sure that whatever we put in the water and wherever we developed a reef, that native oysters would grow on it. So we went and got our research permits, thanks DEW, and developed an experiment to answer the question, where would be the best place in Coffin Bay to put a reef? So we figured that we should check each estuary inside and outside of the sanctuary zones. First off, a sanctuary zone, that's a no fishing zone. You're not allowed to go and take anything from there. And we have a handful of different estuaries that make up the Thorny Passage Marine Park. So we've got Kelleady Bay, there's Coffin Bay, there's Dutton Bay, there's Yankee Bay, there's Douglas Bay, and to be more specific, there's Big Douglas and Little Douglas. And so we have four of these sanctuary zones spread out around Thorny Passage Marine Park. We figured this would be a good place to start. So we put a few baskets inside and outside each of the sanctuary zones, each filled with 100 dead native oyster shells that were collected and cleaned by the student volunteer dive team. Each basket had a couple of sediment panels attached, which these are basically concrete villaboard panels that you can buy at Bunnings. We cut these into smaller 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter square sheets that we were able to zip tie to the baskets. Now, these baskets with the oyster shells and the sediment panels attached, we placed them in the water back in February. We pulled them out of the water at the end of April, so they're in the water for a couple months. And when we pulled them out of the water, we placed Hessian bags underneath them so that we didn't lose anything that had made it into the basket. What we found was that native oysters were recruiting in every part of the bay, and that heaps of different species were moving into these miniature temporary reefs that we'd essentially made. Big shout out to Nicole, Sam, and Lauren, a few master's students from the University of Adelaide, who came out to help with retrieving the baskets. It was a huge undertaking for about a week, so thank you, ladies. Now, Dom and the crew, they're writing up some reports and papers about this experiment, which should be coming out soon. I'll let you know when they're out and where to find it when it's available. Now, I'll wrap this episode up with some exciting news. Today is May 20th, 2024, and today we ran a pilot program with Lincoln Gardens Primary School in conjunction with the Children's University, which is an organization that provides younger students opportunities to learn about topics they normally wouldn't be exposed to in a traditional classroom setting. Students who came out today got to learn about different species of oysters that can be found in South Australia. They learned about the species that inhabit oyster reefs and got to be hands-on with building the first man-made oyster reef in Coffin Bay. The other bit of exciting news is that we've officially launched our nonprofit organization. It's called the Air Lab, which stands for Educating Youth in Restoration Ecology. We hope to expand the scope of our community engagement work, and it's a goal of mine to be able to make conservation, restoration, and science, especially marine sciences, more accessible to our communities. You can sign up to be a member to the Air Lab for free at our website, airlab.org. That's EYRELAB.org. The more signups we have, the more restoration work we can accomplish. Even if you're not living here on the Eyre Peninsula, I encourage you to sign up. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at AirLab, and if you're in the area, you can come to the first AGM, that's Annual General Meeting, that we'll be having to elect the board for the association. We'll announce the date of the AGM on our socials, so keep an eye out for that. Thanks for listening, and I hope it's not too long until we chat again. Cheers.